Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at what your kids are reading about in The Juice today. So let's just jump right in. First up, we have a story that I think really highlights the importance of quick thinking and being prepared. An 18-year-old high school basketball player saved his opponent's life after he just collapsed on the court in the middle of a game.
Wow. What happened?
Well, it turns out the player had gone into sudden cardiac arrest.
Oh, so scary.
Yeah, absolutely terrifying. But thankfully, this 18-year-old had CPR training from his lifeguard job and was able to step in immediately.
That's amazing. Real hero right there.
Right. It's a powerful reminder, I think, for all of us about how important those basic first aid skills can be. You just never know when an emergency is going to happen.
Yeah. You know, and thinking about how to talk about this with your kids, I mean, this story is such a great opportunity to emphasize how important it is to learn those skills, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe sign up for a first aid class.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's also, I think, worth talking about how everyone, you know, in that situation kind of worked together, right? Like the school staff was there to assist and everyone was kind of pulling in the same direction to save this boy's life.
Right. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's move on to a little bit of a lighter story.
Yeah.
One about America's favorite pastime. The Baseball Hall of Fame welcomed its newest class of legends.
Oh, right. This is big news.
Yeah. So we've got Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner.
Okay, so a pretty diverse group of players.
Right, and I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, even talk to your kids about the criteria for the Hall of Fame, right? Like, mm-hmm. What makes a player truly stand out? What are those qualities? What are the statistics they look at?
Yeah. Like, how do you even get in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think Ichiro in particular, his story is pretty incredible. He received, like, an almost unanimous vote.
Really?
Yeah. 393 out of 394.
Wow. Almost unheard of.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. And I think what's so fascinating about him is he's had such a unique career. You know, he's achieved success both in Japan and in Major League Baseball.
Oh, that's right. He was huge in Japan before he came to the U.S.
Exactly. So it really just speaks to his incredible skill and adaptability.
It's like he conquered two completely different baseball worlds.
Right. And I think that's a good thing to point out to your kids.
Yeah.
You know, different paths to success and how talent can really shine anywhere.
Okay. So we had a hero story, a sports story. What's next?
Well, let's switch gears to something a little bit more serious. A health topic that I think is pretty concerning as a parent. There's a story about a rise in kidney stones among children.
Really?
Yeah. And this is a big deal because kidney stones used to be way more common in adults.
Yeah.
You know, like you wouldn't really hear about kids getting them.
That's what's changed.
Well, the story points to some potential causes. And, you know, not surprising, a lot of them are tied to diet and lifestyle factors.
Oh, no. Like what?
Well, they mention things like junk food, lack of hydration, excess weight.
The usual suspects.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of makes sense, but it's still concerning.
Right. Because those are all things that are, you know, increasingly common among kids.
Right. And this is something I think to talk to your kids about, you know, healthy eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
Really emphasize how important it is to take care of their bodies. And maybe even explain a little bit about, you know, how our bodies work.
Right. Like, what are kidneys? What do they do? How do kidney stones even form?
Yeah, exactly. And why are they so painful?
Right. I mean, no one wants to go through that.
Okay, so we've talked about some pretty serious topics so far.
Yeah.
The Juice also included a more reflective piece, I guess you could say, a thought-provoking quote from Amal Clooney.
Amal Clooney, the human rights lawyer.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's also an author and just a, you know, a very influential person.
Okay, so what did she have to say?
The quote is, "Stand up for what you believe in. When you are in your rocking chair talking to your grandchildren many years from now, be sure you have a good story to tell."
It's about legacy.
Yeah. It's a very powerful message about living a life that you can be proud of.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it might be a little bit, you know, abstract for some kids, but I think it's a good opportunity to kind of ask them, you know, what do you believe in? What kind of stories do you want to be able to tell someday?
Yeah. What kind of impact do you want to make on the world?
Exactly.
Okay.
So moving on to something that I think a lot of parents are talking about these days, some companies are actually scaling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, DEI. Yeah, that's been in the news a lot lately.
It has.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's happening because of political pressure and some legal concerns.
Oh, yeah. Especially after that recent Supreme Court decision striking down race-based college
Okay.
admissions.
That's definitely had a ripple effect.
And it's made things a lot more complicated.
It has. But the article does a good job of explaining what these DEI programs are, their intended purpose.
Right. Which is.
Well, I mean, in theory, it's about creating a more fair and equitable workplace.
Right. Leveling the playing field, making sure everyone has equal opportunities.
Exactly. But, it's become a very controversial topic.
Yeah.
Because, well, because some people feel that it's actually leading to, reverse discrimination, or that it's not really addressing the root causes of inequality.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one.
It is. I mean, I think this is a great story to use to talk to your kids about, what does it actually mean to have a fair and inclusive environment?
And how do we balance individual merit with, trying to address these systemic inequalities that exist?
Right. I mean, it's a complicated conversation, but it's one that I think we need to be having.
Absolutely.
Okay. So for our final story today, we have one that I think really highlights the impact of political decisions, especially on a global scale.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
So this is about the former president's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord.
Right. Big news at the time.
Yeah. And these were decisions that were based on, this America First agenda that he talked about.
Yeah.
And the article really kind of emphasizes his concern that these international agreements were putting an unfair financial burden on the U.S.
Right. It was all about prioritizing U.S. interests.
Exactly. But it also had worldwide implications. So just to give a little background, the World Health Organization, or WHO, they focus on global health initiatives.
Right. Disease prevention, things like that.
Right. And then the Paris Climate Accord, that was all about addressing climate change.
Yeah. Trying to get everyone on the same page about reducing emissions.
Right. And so, pulling out of these agreements obviously sparked a lot of debate.
Yeah, a lot of controversy.
It did. And I think it's a great opportunity to, talk to your kids about the role of the U.S. in global affairs, the
Yeah.
importance of international cooperation.
And how much responsibility does the U.S. have to the rest of the world?
Right. It's a big, complicated issue.
It is.
And I think the Juice, does a good job of kind of presenting these different sides and giving kids, just some information to start thinking about it.
Yeah. These stories that we've talked about, they're really just the beginning of the conversation.
Right.
What's really valuable is the discussions that they can spark and the deeper understanding that they can lead to.
Yeah, exactly. Like the juice is kind of the jumping off point.
Right.
Well, we hope this deep dive has given you some good starting points for those conversations.
And who knows, maybe it'll even inspire you to download the juice and check it out for yourself.
Right. Until next time.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.